Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pod Diva.
Hello, lovely Pod Diva listener. My name is Roxy. I'm the editor of Diva. In 1994, the very first issue of Diva magazine came out. And so did Heather Peace. I couldn't think of anybody more perfect to celebrate the historic 300th issue of Diva than the amazing actor, singer-songwriter and, let's be honest, total heartthrob. In this conversation, Heather opens up about the journey that she's been on, from what it was like coming out in the 90s to how she became a lesbian icon when she starred in the biggest queer TV show of its time, Lip Service. We also talk about her new role, butching up Albert Square as Eve Unwin in EastEnders. And Heather shares the hilarious, quintessentially lesbian love story of how she met her wife. This is such a special interview, so I really hope you enjoy it. And once you've had a listen, go and grab yourself a copy of the collectible, super spangly, super jam-packed 300th issue of Diva magazine.
Pod Diva.
Heather, lovely, lovely Heather, Heather Peace. You are our amazing cover star for Diva's 300th issue. Now, how do you feel about being on the cover of the 300th ever issue of Diva?
I'm absolutely made up, like when the offer came through. I'm really, really made up. Everybody knows what Diva meant to me coming out age 19 and it sort of being up on the top shelf with other lads' mags and things like that. I mean, now it's in, I quite often find it in the hobbies section, which does make me laugh. But at least it's a promotion from being on the top shelf, you know, and quite often you'd go to the till with it sort of rolled up before you like paid for it. So yeah, I mean, absolutely made up. Yeah, thank you for asking me. I mean, seriously. Great.
Yeah, but of course, Heather, when it was like, okay, we need to do something special for Diva, the big 300th birthday Christmas bonanza, you were who I wanted. I'm like, who is more iconic and gorgeous and trailblazing? And I love the parallel between Diva's story and your story. Like, I love the idea that, you know, it came into your life when you were at a certain time in your life and exploring your sexuality. And then I just love the connection there. I think it's a very beautiful connection.
Absolutely. I mean, it was about the magazine. It was about, you know, who was out there doing whatever. But I mean, for us at that time, pre sort of social media or any of that stuff, it was finding out where the weekly, monthly nights were happening. You know, you move from Manchester to London and it's not your stomping ground. I'd been in Manchester, come out in Manchester, sort of knew what was going on there, moved to London, and then you wanted to find out where are all the lesbians going, you know, and it was all there at the back of the magazine telling you that I used to go to Ducky at the Vauxhall Tavern, and there was one out at, oh gosh, you had to get on so many trains, something green, Norwood Green. Oh. There was a lesbian night at a club there, and it was, you know, it was quite a mission to get to, and there was all these sorts of things. The clubs would be, so there was Candy Bar, and there was Vespa Lounge.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Had pool tables, so that was good. Yeah, so you'd find out all your local information on where you could meet your tribe.
Amazing. And what do you think 19-year-old Heather would think if she knew that you were going to be on the 300th ever issue of Diva?
honestly can't really get my head around it. So back 20 odd years ago, when I was threatened by the News of the World to be outed in really quite salacious way, it wasn't they'd always just managed to find an angle that was made it dirty or something. Mm. And I was sort of told not to be out. So to be out, I'm proud, and have been so for what, probably about 15 years now. Yeah, I just never thought that you could have it all. I never thought, you look back at being 19, and I've said this a lot recently, but when you came out back then, Section 28 was still in, we were still blowing our whistles in front of the Houses of Parliament, Pride was a protest going past Westminster, you know, and it was sad. When you came out back then, you were essentially giving up the idea of ever being married or certainly ever having kids. I know there was a few trailblazers that did manage to do that, and more power to them, but I didn't have that in me to be one of those trailblazers, and I feel so emotional about it now, like thinking there was a sadness in coming out, because I've always loved kids, and you were for me giving that up, really, and now look, I'm on the 300th cover of Diva. I've got a career ish and I've got three kids and a wife. I mean, yeah, when I sort of put it like that, I actually feel quite emotional. It's amazing. I do feel like I've won the lottery, that I've got it all. Yeah.
Good. It is emotional, love. But it's a good emotion, isn't it? Because you've got this gorgeous, gorgeous family. You're doing so well. And like you say, you would have thought that who you are intrinsically would have held you back from experiencing some of those things. But you've still got them. It's wonderful.
I would have done it 10 years earlier, though, Roxy, to be fair. Like, having three very smalls at my age can be quite exhausting. That's the only thing. But no, I'm kidding. No, do you know what? I haven't met Ellie then anyway. So all the timing worked out quite well. Yeah.
And then, so in 1994... In April 1994, the first ever issue of Diva came out. Do you know where you were in your life at that time?
Yeah, I'd kissed my first girl in 94.
Oh my goodness, you've got to tell me about that. Tell me about the first time you kissed a girl.
The heavens opened when I kissed my first girl. And we were sat on the wall in Canal Street, and she was a girl in my year at drama school, quite a bit older than me. I knew that she was a lesbian, and we just started hanging out, and it was really confusing. It's getting, you know, yeah. All I can say is all that stuff that everyone talks about, like not being able to find the right thing to say, or trying to crack a joke and it's not funny, feeling really awkward around someone, that's how it felt. When we kissed on the wall in Canal Street, it was a boiling hot summer's day and the heavens opened. And then we got on the bus back to hers, and there was steam, literal steam, coming off the wet clothes. So yeah, no, I won't go any further than that.
No, that's all right, sweetheart. You don't have to give any more details than that. I just love the kissing in the rain. It's so, you know, it could be from Queer as Folk, couldn't it, on Canal Street? It's just
I literally
gorgeous.
Wrote a song about it because of that, called Here in My Heaven. But it is, like, that's exactly what it was.
Amazing. So you came out in your personal life around the same time that Diva came out on the shelves. How long do you think it took you to kind of come to terms with being a lesbian?
I was still going to church. I was still going to the Catholic church. So, but because I wasn't at my community church back in Bradford where I sung, and I was a big part of the church community, I suddenly sort of found myself in a church in Manchester where nobody knew who I was, and I'd sit at the back. And then I came out, and then obviously I knew what the church thought about LGBT. And I suddenly just stopped going to church. It just all didn't sit right. Mm. And Sundays was weird because all of my life, every Sunday was taken up with church and grandma's house. So I'd never had a free Sunday. So Sundays like used to send me into a bit of a spin, a bit of a panic. So instead I got myself a jazz gig in Velvet on Canal Street. And so I did a jazz residency there for about 3 if not 4 years, and it's weird, but it felt like it filled that hole. So it was somewhere that I needed to be on a Sunday, because the first few weeks of not going to church was just it must be the Catholic guilt and everything else. It was just not okay. Felt a bit lost. So then I didn't tell my parents for 18 months. I wrongly presumed what my mum's reaction would be because of the Catholicism. The girl that I kissed left after about 18 months and it was a bit of a shock. I didn't see it coming. And so at that point I went, because I just still was kidding myself that it was just an obsession with her. At that point I just was confronted with the heartbreak and my first real one, and whether I was a lesbian. Yeah, so I started having panic attacks. The only time I like really quite severe, I thought I was dying the first time it happened. Anyone who was like their first panic attack, you think this must be a heart attack, because I literally feel like it's going to tear out my chest. So a mate of mine, Liz Hume Dawson, her name is. I'm gonna put her name out there. She's an actress actually, Liz Hume Dawson, a bit older than me. I didn't drive. She said, "I'm putting you in your car." She was from Bradford. Putting you in the car, we're going across the M62, and I'll wait outside and you're going to go tell your mum and dad. So I did. And I'd told my brother already. Yeah. So he was all prepped. He was at my mum and dad's for me to come home for the big reveal. And I just told him and then left it to him. Did a runner back over the M62. Back to Manchester. So, I mean, they were amazing. I think as soon as I saw my parents, then it started to sit a bit easier. I never ever told my grandparents, unfortunately. Right. I did try a couple of times, but it didn't go so well.
Yeah.
My nan sort of said, I know what you're trying to tell me, but please don't, because what you're trying to tell me is actually a sin. Mm. So I sort of was like, okay, I'll leave that there. So yeah, that's kind of it. And I guess when they passed away, then everybody knew.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing all that love. It's really nice that you're opening up. I really appreciate that. I can see it's a tough time, isn't it? It's a tender, tough, difficult, bloody time. Pod Diva.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Pod Diva. So you're at drama school, then you become a professional actor, but you stayed not out in your professional life for quite some time. What were those years like?
Oh, not only in the press.
Yes.
Really, like all cast and crew and everybody else knew, you know. It just wasn't advisable. I think as well, because I always played the girl in a man's world.
Mm.
They never told me at London's Burning not to be out, to be fair to them. Honestly, nobody dare.
Mm.
Nobody Dare, and I'm quite embarrassed that I didn't. I mean, Sophie Ward was a trailblazer. I mean, she literally, I've told her to her face, I've said, you literally are like my actual hero, because you followed that whole story with her and the Village Affair and her then coming out in the press, and they were just awful. The press were just awful. And they like I say, they always made it, no matter what it was, they could make it sound salacious or dirty or put a spin on it that was just unsavoury. So it was really scary.
And then was it lip service? Was it getting that part that finally you thought, OK, I'm going to take the plunge and be open with the press about it?
Yeah, I mean, my agent actually said to me, if you take this job, you're going to have to talk about your sexuality and are you ready? And quite frankly, if I wasn't ready by that point, that would have been ridiculous, because I was like 34, you know. And I just felt like, yeah, now's the time. And now's the time to really open up and talk about all of it. And I'd had a really nice career at that point as well. So I thought, even if this like literally goes down the pan, I've done a good like 15 years of this stuff, so I could do something else. I think I was ready to go. It was a bit like, what do you call it? Switch or bust. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It was like, it was a moment where you go, people might not hire me again. But times had changed by that point. So I wasn't that brave. Times had changed for sure.
But you still were brave, because you were part of, like, the biggest lesbian show, and you did come out. Like, I remember that moment. I remember that being a huge thing. You were, sweetheart. I definitely would consider you a trailblazer. But we're all standing on other people's shoulders, I guess, aren't we? Like, you're talking about lovely Sophie. But I definitely think of you as one as well.
I should have done it sooner, but who's to say if I'd have done it sooner that I would have ever been in lip service? So, you know, you just don't know. And with hindsight's a wonderful thing. But I felt ready. I think when you come out, it's funny how everything else about your life starts to, like, slot into place in the sense of suddenly I knew what my politics were, and knew what I thought about various things in life and justices, what I cared about, what really mattered. That by the time I was 34, like, I felt solid in myself as a woman. I knew, because I knew who I was as a woman, and so there wasn't a lot that could touch me, if that makes sense. It's like, it doesn't matter, because I know I'm a decent person, and I know what I believe in, and I know, yeah.
And then I'd love to ask, so from when you were in lip service to where we are now, how much do you think representation of lesbians, LGBTQI people, how much do you think that's changed on TV and in film?
I think it's changed massively. And I think the main change, just from watching the content that I watch, take something like Call My Agent, you know, the gorgeous French agent. She just happens to be a lesbian. I think what's really, really cool is the integration of LGBT, where it's not the focal issue, where that's just a little add-on and you're really thrilled when you realise she is. Do you know what I mean? It's like a wicked show. She's an agent. It's mostly about that. She's really hot and great, and she's one of us. And I think that that's happening in quite a lot of shows. You know, I think it's still important. It would be nice to see something else like lip service again, where, you know, the fact is that if you are a lesbian, and suddenly get in my situation where you've got three kids and you live in a lovely Brighton community where actually most of our mates are straight, actually, but this is the first time in my life that's happened, pre-kids, like, I would tend to hang out with predominantly gay guys and lesbian women and bi men and women, you know, that was our social life. And I think there is space for those series where the straight people are the people on the periphery, you know, whereas there could be a show where it's predominantly gay. It just represents another side of life. But I do think that that it's a wonderful thing that we're seeing our community popping up in all sorts of places where it's not the focal point, where we don't have to have a coming out story, or you know what I'm saying.
And this brings us nicely onto your fabulous new role in everyone's favourite show, you're in EastEnders, sweetheart. Congratulations.
It's a complete curveball. It is a curveball. Between doing the self-tape, seriously, any actor out there knows what we feel about self-tapes. Between doing the self-tape and actually being on Albert Square was 2 weeks. Like, I didn't really know.
What's your favourite thing about Eve, about playing her?
I like the fact that they've let me give the remit about kind of what she wears, who she is. I've tried to give her some swagger.
Yeah.
I've tried to go to the butcher end of the spectrum, even though quite a lot of my very butch friends will just laugh in my face if I like to consider myself a little bit butch, they just laugh in my face. But I like to think that I've gone somewhere along towards that end of that spectrum. So yeah, I mean, the minute it said functional, comfortable clothes as a character description, I thought, I'm in. Because I see Lacey Turner in the boots like that complaining, and I'm just in my New Balance trainers and I'm happy. So yeah, I think they've made her quite funny. They've made her quite light at this point. Lots of great one-liners. So hopefully I'm just bringing a bit of joy and a bit of fun to the show. That's certainly my aim anyway at the moment, and then we'll see what happens.
Oh, you definitely are from the ones I've been watching at the moment. The only thing I'm gutted about is I was so here for you and Lacey being like a saucy little couple. Like, I was really up for that.
But you know what? I think, like, if we're talking about truth, I think this is truer. I also think that there's an amazing dynamic that we're already into and exploring of this formidable friendship. And that's what me and Lacey are trying to do. And we're great mates, and we're trying to create this incredible female duo that get up to a lot of this, that and the other, support each other completely. And I think, has it been a relationship that's been massively explored? The straight girl and the lesbian girl who are super, super close friends and don't actually cross that boundary.
Yeah.
I think it's a new relationship and a true relationship. I've got so many straight girlfriends, you know, and I think let's look at that and see what that is.
Definitely. Oh no, I love them as a duo. I love them as a friendship duo too, for sure. So we've got to be very careful. We don't want to give any sort of spoilers. I don't want to get you in any trouble with any big wigs at EastEnders. But if Eve was going to have a love interest, what sort of woman do you think she would go for?
I think she likes to be kept on her toes. I think the kind of woman that she would go for would be incredibly complex. I don't think she likes things easy. She's super bright. And she needs to be kept entertained. So, yeah, a complex, intelligent, savvy woman. We can probably give her a run for her money, because I think she's in it for the game to a degree as well, that she can, you know, and ultimately someone who can beat her at that.
Amazing. I'd love to get your thoughts as well, Heather, about specifically queer representation in soaps. So I think this is another really interesting parallel with the story of Diva. So the year that Diva came out, 94, it was about that time that Brookside had the first pre-Watershed two women kissing, and it was on a soap. And here we are now again talking about this kind of lesbian queer representation in soap operas. What do you think is the very specific kind of power of having this visibility in something that is in so many homes as EastEnders, as Brookside?
I hate to use the word, because anyone who ever uses this word in these terms always says, I hate to use the word normalise, but it becomes, I think, you know, when we had our civil partnership, me and Els have said that we kind of opted for, like, I had a white jacket and black trousers, and she had this beautiful Alexander McQueen, it was, beautiful shirt, white shirt and black trousers. And we didn't go for the two wedding dresses, and this was 2013. And actually, I don't know that I would now either, because I genuinely don't really wear dresses, but we didn't look at it as an option. And we've talked about this recently and gone, is that a little bit of internalised homophobia? Because it was something that we hadn't seen at that point. It felt odd to us, even though we're the lesbians.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, and now I've seen, like, so many friends get married into both in wedding dresses, and it just doesn't jar at all. So even from, like, you know, two lesbian women who didn't even see that as an option because it was still a bit odd back then, I think that's what representation does within soaps. It stops jarring on people. The more you see a man and a man kiss and love each other, or a woman and a woman, and it's taken out of that terrible pornographic context where it's love. I just think it stops so many people who don't live within the circles that we live in. It just stops being odd. And that in its own way just makes a change.
I was doing like a deep dive, deep Heather Peace dive, reading all these other which sounds dodgy. Sorry, love, didn't mean that to sound dodgy. Sorry. Let's rephrase that. Didn't mean to make anyone uncomfortable. Sorry, love. So I was in preparation for this interview, because this is the ninth time you've been on the cover. So I was reading all the old cover interviews, including ones from, 10 plus years ago. And am I right that you met Ellie playing football?
I did. We were the left wing of White Hart football team. She was the left back and I was the left forward. It is your classic lesbian love story. And she used to scream at me to get back, because I used to glory hunt. I scored a lot of goals, to be fair, Roxy.
Yeah.
But I should have been defending a bit more than I was. But I always say to her, I knew you'd got it. I knew you had it covered, so I could go for goal. And that's pretty much how we are in life.
That's amazing. Oh, my goodness. That's incredible.
We knew each other for 8 years before we got together.
That's mad. Like, that you
I literally remember the first time I saw her. And she came, she was only 21. She came, but she was with a girlfriend at the time who's now a really, really good friend of ours, obviously,
Yes. As
it happens in lesbians and after relationships.
Yeah.
Ruth is one of our best mates, literally comes on holiday with us. So she'd been with her for ages. I was 27 or 28, she was 21 or 22. She came down to check out the football club, was moving down from London. We were at the end of a training session. And she said I had my backwards baseball cap on. And when I saw her come to the stands, I just thought, oh my God, who's that? She's so fit. So I started doing keep you up as well. The manager's talking. I was doing that show off thing of like doing keep, like a teenage boy.
That's so funny.
She said she remembers looking at her thinking, what a knob. But then she was with her.
Yeah.
And then after she wasn't with her, I'd met someone else. So it never actually was perfect timing until it was perfect timing. And actually, to be fair, if we'd have got together then, I would have definitely messed it up.
Right.
So it was all in the timing.
That's so, so funny that your first thought of her was, gosh, she's so fit. And hers was, what a knob. I love that.
For sure. It's like, what's she doing?
Heather Peace, it has been such a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you so much for being our fantastic celebratory 300th issue cover star. You look absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I did actually come home and I felt it almost gave me like a little confidence boost, which was really nice. So thank you, and thanks for going down the route that we went down with it.
Pod Diva. Thank you for listening to Pod Diva in association with Diva Magazine, the world's leading brand for LGBTQI+ women and non-binary people. Please listen and subscribe on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Diva Magazine. You can email us at editorial@divamag.co.uk. Pod Diva. Queers for your ears.
Pod Diva.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.